The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew; James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John; Philip and Bartholomew; Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector; James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus; Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus: "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of God is at hand." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, listen closely to our Lord's words. He does not say to the apostles, I give you the power to heal and cast out evil spirits. He says, I give you authority over. And what does he say authority over? What do they govern? All unclean spirits and every disease and every illness. So think of the apostles. So then when they would go out and they would see someone sick, or they would see someone affected by evil spirits, they would be able to say, I have authority over you in Jesus Christ. And so I command you to leave this person. Every disease and every illness. But what does it mean for the apostles? They would have to accept that authority. You know, when authority is entrusted to someone, they have to embrace it. And so they would have to believe, okay, this is really real. And then they would have to live it and act upon it. But this is what I've been speaking of, especially the last couple of weeks, is every single one of us has authority in Christ. And He wants us to embrace that authority. So everything that is under you, your property, your possessions, some of you who oversee businesses, or who are managers in a certain aspect of business, everything under you, you have spiritual authority over. Your own bodies. And in a particular way, all of those of you who are parents or grandparents, you've got authority over your families. And so spiritually, when you embrace that authority, I would bet many more children or grandchildren would be healed by their own parents and grandparents when those individuals embrace their spiritual authority in Christ. Where you'd be able to say, this child is mine. And I command you, whatever you are, to leave. And what happens in business or in politics when someone fails to embrace their authority? Somebody else picks it up, right? They turn to somebody else, okay, gosh, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, so will you lead us? And so I think also spiritually, when one parent is failing to embrace their authority, the other parent should say, Heavenly Father, grant me the authority of my spouse right now, until they're ready. And then to pray in such a way as if God did grant that to you. Or if you're a godparent and the parents of your godchild are not where they should be in the faith, say, Lord God, they're not doing, I have a certain degree of authority over this child. I ask you to grant me their parents' authority right now. Because someone needs to pick that up. Or if you're a grandparent and your children are not leading your grandchildren in the way that they should. And I think of this especially for priests. You know, as I was praying the rosary last night, reflecting on this, every priest must have this to some degree. If it was given to the apostles by our Lord and handed on for all generations in and through the priesthood, then every priest has some authority over unclean spirits, over diseases, over illnesses. And actually, I think every priest should pray as if he had all authority until he finds out that he doesn't. Right? But he's got some. Or at least partial, maybe a lot. Let us ask our Lord for the grace to come to know and believe in and then act upon and live in the authority that we have in Him.